make them hear you. Make them hear you.
This is Make Them Hear You with ideas of how you can have your voice heard before Congress. I personally have done almost 20 years of prison volunteer work. In the federal penitentiary, I met a guy who was serving a full 20-year sentence for possession of a single hit of LSD. I have seen firsthand the human destruction that has been caused by mandatory minimum sentences that leave little room for judges to use their own discernment. To my surprise, the Sentencing Reform and Corrections Act of 2018, S-1917, has actually just made it out of committee. This bipartisan effort addresses the issues of expensive, mandatory sentences for nonviolent drug offenders. It also empowers judges in sentencing and funds programs that aid reentry and reduce reoffending. Senators of both parties on Thursday moved forward their long-odds legislation to enact some amount of reform in the federal criminal justice system by an unusually strong vote of 16-5. Now, ahead of the vote, Attorney General Jeff Sessions came out against the bill, warning that it would increase violent crime and hamstring federal law enforcement. The House Judiciary Committee has similar legislation available. President Donald Trump said in his State of the Union speech last month that he supports prison reform, but his record of flip-flopping on issues after issues makes his promise an empty one. The bill would seek to lessen the impact of legislatively enforced minimum sentences, which would prevent judges from setting sentences below a certain threshold. It would also move to make reforms in the Fair Sentencing Act, a 2010 law, to reduce the disparity in sentences between crack and powder cocaine. On the prison reform side, it would enact the provisions of the Corrections Act, which seeks to mandate that the Bureau of Prisons put in place a new approach to reentry and anti-recidivism programs for prisoners, like education. Now, Kevin Ring of Families Against Mandatory Minimums is nervous. He says he wants the comprehensive package, but worries that prison reform alone will be ineffective. One of his worries, he told CNN, was that if prison reform were unsuccessful or inconclusive, opponents of criminal justice reform would use that as a reason to make no further changes. Quote, our biggest concern is that if they call this reform and it's not meaningful, that's going to harm prospects in the future. But now the Senate has moved S-1917 out of committee. It will probably come up for a full vote. The fact that Jeff Sessions and other U.S. attorneys have come out against this bill means that it does have an uphill climb. If you have an opinion on the Sentencing Reform and Corrections Act of 2018, S-1917, you can contact your senators and share your concerns. This is Chris Moore with Make Them Hear You.